All right, guys, welcome to episode one. This is going to be the first official episode of Dean Sargentino's True Talk. All right, guys, so what I will talk about today is the big topic. I'm going to talk about fitness. Let's do it. We're going to get to it real quickly. I got it pretty much broken down into three different sections here. So first I'm going to go a little bit about fitness, and then I'm going to go over some workarounds if you're injured, or what you can do during an injury, or how do you kind of overcome that point period. And then the third one that I'm going to harp on is a little bit of patience. Kind of like the, you know, Guns N' Roses song, okay? Just got to practice a little bit of patience. All right, guys. So let's get right into it. So fitness. Anybody realize the book definition of fitness? So they got pretty much three different definitions. One's a biological one that I'm not even going to get into because it doesn't make any sense when you do read it. But let's go over the definition: the condition of being physically fit and healthy, or disease and lack of fitness are closely related. So let me give you some synonyms of fitness. You got strength, you got muscularity, you got vigor, athleticism. Pretty much anything that deals with fitness is somehow related to another huge health or topic that has to do with your body as well. So one definition that I liked the best was the quality of being suitable to fulfill a particular task or role, right? So I'm going to give you kind of my definition. So my definition to me is a balance of four things. You got flexibility, strength itself, cardio, right, cardiovascular, and you can even consider this either, you know, mental fitness. Some people call it neurobics. Some people just call it brain health, you know, whatever you want to call it. So these three particular facets can be increased in many, many different ways, right? So some of the things that I do that help me out for all four, okay? So first thing is push your limits, right? And avoid boredom. How do you do that? You know, you got to just get out of your comfort zone. If you're used to doing something regularly, do something that you simply don't. You know, get out of there and just completely push your boundary and see what your body is capable of, right? Obviously, within your limits. If you guys are injured, I don't want you to go out there, go lift up a stone, thinking you're, you know, Mr. Strongman or something like that. You know, then you got setting goals. Set your goals. Three short, three long term. How many times have you heard this? A million and one times. But setting your goals is something that's attainable, reachable. It's going to get you where you need to go. It's the same thing that made me, you know, finish those 10 races that I did in 2017, and I actually popped it by two, so I ended up doing 12 when I wanted to do 10. And this year I'm shooting for 20 in 2018, so it's going to be a little bit difficult. Find an exercise partner, not only to hold you accountable, but more to push them as well, right? And you obviously want to get somebody that's either stronger than you in something or better than you. Because how are you challenging yourself if you're going to go find your weakest friend, right? I can easily do that, you know, go find my weakest friend. Hey, let's go run. You know, I end up going a block down and he's like, hey, man, I'm done. You know, you want to get somebody that's going to hold you accountable, get you out there and move you forward. You know what I mean? Now, you're going to hear this a million and one times, sleeping and eating. Sleep your adjusted amount of time and eat your amount of time. I suggest if you haven't already, if you have a Fitbit, sleep with it a couple of days and kind of see where you're actually getting. So I realized myself, I'm only getting about an hour and a half of REM and an hour and a half of deep sleep. It has a huge impact on me. Even if I sleep 7 or 8 hours, I only get an hour and a half. And sometimes you may have to do a sleep study and get you past that point, you know. I'm going to go ahead and jump right into some workarounds for when you're injured, right? So, first thing, like always, nutrition. I'm not going to harp on that because everybody has a different perspective. Everybody has a million different diets, a million different things. The only thing I will harp on are two things: starches and sugars. Honestly, most starches are processed. It's not that starches are bad. It's just if you're getting processed foods, you're going to have refined sugars in there. And same thing with refined sugars. Try to substitute it. One of those difficult things for me to let go is coffee. So, I mean, coffee and sugar, milk, I mean, it goes hand in hand. Same thing, I'm Puerto Rican. All you eat is rice, beans, chuletas, rice, beans, chicken, rice, beans, fried salami. Everything is with rice and beans. Cut the rice out, you know, change it up, make some cauliflower rice. You know, you can easily do that a couple of times. Or, you know, completely cut the starches out. Or make your own bread if you can have the capacity of doing it. It does take several hours, but hey, you get your own bread and it's a little bit healthier than what you're going to get out there. Now, number two here for workaround injuries is push through the pain. As stupid as that sounds, hey, if I'm injured, why am I going to push through the pain? Well, the reason why I say that is just I'm not saying, hey, go out there and run a marathon if you know you have a broken foot. What I'm trying to say is push yourself. If you're feeling discomfort and maybe it's a joint pain, maybe it's something that you need to kind of push to see, you know, what it is. Is this, like I said in the prior episode, you know, is this really a bone issue? Is this a muscular issue? Did I get a tear? Is it a ligament, a joint? I mean, there's so many what ifs. And obviously, I'm going to suggest you go to a doctor to check yourself out, and if you can, get an MRI, which is the most in-depth manner to get any type of joint or ligament help. And then I have a rule of thumb. It's called rice. Speaking of rice, you know, us Hispanics, you got rest for rice, then you have ice, compression, and elevation. And if you notice that a lot of these, you know, and I'm sorry to use OCR racers, but that's one of the biggest things that I do. So a lot of OCR racers wear compression gear because they already know they're injured, or they just want to avoid injury. So they're already prepared to, you know, tweak something or prepared to pull something while they're racing because they still have to run during the race, right? So then another thing that you can do while you're injured is lighter, pretty much do higher reps and lighter weights. I am a huge practitioner of this because I don't necessarily like to bulk up too much. And it's really hard to bring that down once you have it. Once you have that muscle, it's almost impossible to get rid of it. Unless you just demolish your muscle, which takes even longer to build. So what I've always suggested is to do low weights, high reps. Something I've always practiced, and it's been very formidable for me. It's worked out, helped me a ton during selection when I was going through special forces. Definitely helped me a lot because I had to do pull-ups all the times, and my shoulders were crackling like chicharrones, I tell you. Pork rinds, for those who know what chicharrones are, and it was not fun. Okay, number five here, I have to say, is very important. Practice form and warm up correctly. And what does warm up correctly mean to you? What warm up correctly means to you and to me is going to be two different things, okay? For me, it takes me a little longer to warm up. A good warm up exercise that I always suggest is jump rope or yoga. It's one of those two things that are just amazing. And practice form. If you don't know how to use weights, go to a machine and try to learn the process through the machine, or get a trainer, or ask your buddy. That's where that friend is going to hold you accountable there. Then here, number six, as I got it here, is kind of change it up. You know, change up the routine. Don't always do the same thing. Don't always do the same process. That's only not going to help you there, but it's also going to go back to that, you know, that four facet that I was talking about, which is your brain. I mean, you can, changing your routine, even when you're shopping, let me tell you something. When you're shopping, if you're out there in Walmart, pick up something random that you would never buy and just read it. Just read it, go through it, and just by doing that alone, you're pushing your mind to think of different avenues. And it's the same thing as if you walk the same path the same day, change it up, go in the opposite direction, take a 3-minute walk in the opposite direction, do something else. You know, that's what we want to do. Hey, it's another crazy thing for the brain is brushing your teeth with the opposite hand. Try to do that. See how fun that is. That's going to be fun. You see, driving with your car windows down, playing a video game, or even building something. Also, making some art. That's also going to help your brain develop. And that goes back to those four facets that I said. Flexibility, strength, cardio, and then actual mental health, so to say. So, after change it up, the seventh workaround for injury that I would say is going to be stay positive. Work on your weaknesses. Build that patience. You know, how do I build patience? Slow yourself down a little bit. Slow yourself down. Practice some breathing exercises if you don't any. Look into some. Another good way to practice patience is create a cheat day for you. And a cheat day could be anything. It doesn't have to be necessarily food. It could be, hey, I'm going to cheat and save myself some money. Or, hey, I'm gonna cheat and go to the store and buy me a new pair of shoes. Or, hey, it's just whatever gratifies you, create that cheat day and put it at the end of the month. You know, have one day where you're just treating yourself, where you're doing those things that you need to do for yourself. That's going to help you build patience. And then that last fourth thing that I'll do is think before speaking. Think before speaking. Oh my God, I can't tell you how many times that's helped me out. And I would say the last thing I wanted to talk about was a workaround for injuries is create a plan for recovery and move on. Because it's not only about, hey, damn, I got this injury. I don't want to dwell on that injury. I want to get it fixed, you know, and I want to have it set up correctly and do what I need to do. So that's pretty much the gist of my time. Hopefully you guys got a lot from this. And once again, thank you guys for all your support. Pilot was a great success. I'm getting approved on iTunes here shortly. We're already on Stitcher Radio, so we're moving along pretty quickly here. So I would say, you know, once again, I'm going to recommend you go to Sergeant Dino's True Talk Facebook page, rate us, comment, do what you need to do. And when you have a chance, go to AmericanIronClothing.com, take a look at their stuff, and if you use Iron Dino, you're going to get 15%, man. Other than that, I'd like to thank Jingle Punks, which is the music that was provided to us today. That song was called In the Land of Rhinoplasty. Yeah, get your nose done. All right, man. Well, you guys take care. Love you guys. See you soon.